good enough and getting better. Welcome to the podcast where we can pursue personal growth, not because we have to in order to somehow be good enough, but because we know we already are good enough. We are each a unique and rare expression of human life with no duplicate. And from this foundation, we pursue personal growth because we know we can, and because we know we are capable of creating all kinds of different experiences in life. And we want to play with that capacity and expand our options. We make personal growth enjoyable and easy when we can approach it with joy and playful curiosity instead of lack and insecurity. So, stay tuned and join me on this journey to be more rooted in our true self-worth and more empowered in our growth process. We are good enough and we are getting even better. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. This is Laura Lenore and I am coming to you in the end of 2023, and I'm bringing this very first hypnosis track that I ever did on the podcast back as a repeat episode this week, in part because of the holidays. I just haven't had time to put something new together, and in part because this episode is actually still one of the most downloaded episodes I've ever done, even though I've done dozens of hypnosis tracks since this. And I think that's because self-love is such an important thing. And I talk about that more, of course, in the original intro to the show, which you'll hear in a minute. But I just want to add something to that today in this re-release version, which is that being that this is the last episode before the end of the year, New Year's is around the corner. Resolutions, this moment of time where we think about what we want to change, what we want to work on for the next year. And we often go for the sort of more surface level things in our lives that are really obvious to us that we don't like. And I would just like to put this episode out there with a kind of challenge, a reminder that below all of those things that you don't necessarily love about yourself and your life, the feelings about who you are and about your life are actually the sort of invisible core thing that actually helps make things better or worse depending on how you feel about yourself. And so maybe, you know, if you've tried a lot of other more superficial New Year's resolutions in the past, maybe this year deciding to focus a little bit on having a good relationship with yourself, cultivating appreciation for those things that are unique about you, allowing yourself space to accept that you're human and that you make mistakes. And there's so much room within this realm of self-love for us to find ways to focus on improving this very key, very core relationship we have with ourselves. If you need help with working on your self-love, that is something that I help people with. Finding those beliefs, those negative internal voices, those kind of things that keep us from really being able to accomplish the things that we want to because there's a deeper part of ourselves that believes that we can't or we don't deserve to or any of those kind of things. So let me know if you need help with that. In the meantime, enjoy this episode, and I really hope that you are able to find more and more ways as 2023 here wraps up, as we're moving into 2024, or whenever it is that you're listening to this. I hope you find more ways to love and accept who you are so that you can grow from a healthy, solid place. And of course, if you need help with that, get help with that. You're worth taking care of in that way. All right. Happy New Year's. Enjoy the episode.
Hello and welcome. I am Laura Lenore. I have a private practice using hypnosis to help people tap into the power of their own minds to create positive change in their lives. In my work with clients, I see the transformative power of self-love and self-acceptance all the time, which empowers people to set healthier patterns in relationships, to be more congruent and confident in terms of career choices, and just generally to feel more empowered to be their own unique and wonderful selves in every area of life. I firmly believe the world is a better place when we have more empowered people creating and working and living from a place of authentic confidence, and I love participating in this transformation process. I also love good personal growth tools as a part of that process. I think they are best used from a place of knowing that you don't have to change to be worthy as a person, that you don't have to be a certain body size to be worthy of love, that you don't have to be the most intelligent or talented person in every area in order to be able to enjoy your life and to deserve to be here. In fact, when we feel and accept our inherent worth, growth becomes a fun project. It becomes a way of experiencing life that adds to its richness rather than being this chore that we have to do in order to just feel okay. The reason that I do this kind of work is because of my own experience personally with this type of transformation. I wasn't taught to love myself growing up. My parents didn't know how to teach me that because they didn't really know it themselves. And so I've had many areas in my young adult life where I really struggled to break these repeated patterns of unhealthy relationships, self-defeating career choices, in other areas of my life as well. And so I've used many of the tools that I use with my clients and these things that I'll be teaching you as well as we go along here, including hypnosis, to set myself free from many of those old patterns. So I know firsthand how different life can feel, can be, when we allow ourselves to feel good about who we are, about where we are, even as we're working to make things better. So that's where the title of this podcast came from, and it's a core idea in terms of what we're going to be exploring together on today's episode. So for this podcast episode, we're going to be doing a hypnosis session together. I'm going to take you through a guided process to connect with your ability to give yourself love. And before we go into that process, I'd just like to share a little about hypnosis, about the process of hypnosis. Unlike many of the tropes and misperceptions that are out there, hypnosis or trance is a natural, normal process that we experience every day. You're awake and aware the whole time. You'll hear what I'm saying. You'll remember about as much as you would from a normal conversation. Unlike the movies portraying this state as being out of control, this is actually a process that allows you to gain a greater level of control over those automatic thinking patterns, those unconscious patterns that may have been controlling your life in a way that isn't really working for you, that you don't like. This is a mental state, so you don't need to feel anything in particular, though some people will feel relaxed and heavy. Some people will feel light and floaty. Some people just feel like they are just sitting there, and that's all perfectly fine. Your attention may be focused closely on what I'm saying, or it may wander a bit. Either way, just do your best to follow instructions if I tell you to imagine this or do that, and just allow yourself to be really comfortable. If you need to adjust or scratch or whatever, just go ahead and do it. You won't ruin this process, I promise. So go ahead and find a comfy chair or couch to sit in. You can lay down if you prefer, although it's not my first choice because if you're at all tired, you may slip a little deeper than we intend here, and going to sleep is not really the point of what we're doing, as you will want your brain to be awake in order to experience the process. But go ahead and get comfortable. Obviously, don't drive or operate other heavy machinery while experiencing this, as you're going to want to close your eyes and shut out the outside world for a few minutes in order to best have an experience with this, right? So if there's an emergency or something that really needs your attention, you will be able to come right out of the state feeling totally awake and ready to take action as needed. So no worries there at all. So now we're ready to begin. Go ahead and find a comfortable place to relax and go inward. And let's just go on a little journey together. It's generally easier to notice feelings and imagine things with your eyes closed. So feel free to close them now or whenever you feel ready to. And in your imagination, just think about the feeling of squeezing your fist, squeezing it as tightly as you possibly can. Just imagine it, what that feels like. And then imagine that you're relaxing that same hand totally and completely, allowing it to be so totally relaxed that it just doesn't want to move, just completely limp and relaxed. And as you imagine this feeling of total relaxation in that hand, really notice this feeling of relaxation. what is it like? Is it a warm feeling or a cool one? Is it heavy or light? Is it fuzzy or tingling or numb or something else completely? Sense it beginning to move into your wrist and into your elbow and up your arm, feeling the same complete relaxation now throughout this entire arm, so limp and relaxed. And allow it to continue moving up into your shoulders, up into your head, as your face and jaw relax deeply now. And then down into your other arm, elbow, forearm, hand, increasing in sensation as it spreads, helping you to feel even more relaxed as it moves down into your torso, down into your legs, into your feet, and just fills you up with this feeling, the sensation of going deeper and deeper into relaxation with each breath in and out. And as you sense this feeling of being totally relaxed now, you can notice where you feel the most comfortable. What part of your body is so relaxed, so comfortable? It's just saturated with this feeling. And focusing in on this sensation even more allows you to notice that it keeps getting stronger or keeps spreading even more, or maybe you just notice it even more as you focus on this sense of total comfort now. And the same sensation in your body taking you deeper and deeper into relaxation with each breath can also take your mind deeper and deeper. So sensing and feeling this relaxation, in a moment, I would like you to begin counting down from 10, slowly like this. 10, 9. And as you do, go ahead and see these numbers just being swallowed or pushed out of your mind by this relaxing feeling more and more until you can just let them go completely, relax them out of your mind, knowing you'll get them back later, no problem. But for now, just begin counting backwards. 10, relax your mind completely. 9, sensing, seeing, feeling this total relaxation in your mind. 8, just letting it go completely. Allowing yourself to float in a place beyond time and space where there is total relaxation, total comfort, feeling safe and comfortable and at ease more and more in every moment. Going deeper and deeper into that place where you can experience comfort and really experience a sense of knowing that you are growing more and more deeply relaxed in your body and mind as you take each breath. And finally, just letting all that go as you relax your mind completely, as your body is relaxing completely. And in this place where you are growing more and more relaxed, you can easily learn new ways to think and feel and connect to the resources you already have to really see yourself in a new light, going deeper than all the programming we've received growing up, deeper than the words people have told us about what we can and cannot do, who we can and cannot be, deeper than the limitations we've accepted along the way, deeper and deeper into the place of pure potential
where we started, the place where we knew anything was possible, where we were free to play and enjoy life and learn and grow and experience. And we knew deeply and inherently that we belong here. In the same way, you can watch young children and realize how full of inherent confidence they are. No self-consciousness or shame or feeling of needing to hide themselves. They're just themselves with no knowledge yet that there's another way to be. And there's just something so completely lovable about this, isn't there? This way of moving and interacting with the world, engaging with curiosity, playfully expecting everyone they meet to want to be their friend, and it is delightful and easy to understand their value and their worth and to love them unconditionally. It's easy to show them understanding when they make a mistake or when they don't understand something. And maybe there's someone in your life like this, a child, or maybe not, maybe an adult, a pet, a friend, a family member, someone that you can just love unconditionally so easily. Someone who just warms your heart and delights you. Someone who could never make a mistake big enough to stop you from loving them. Think of this person. Imagine them right now, being there with you in this moment. See their face. Feel the warmth and regard you have for this person, this unconditional love. This way that you can feel happy about the things that make them unique, even if someone else may consider those things a flaw. See them as though they are sitting or standing in front of you, or just sense their presence or even hear their voice as you allow yourself to really feel the love you have for them. Feel it filling you up from the tips of your toes growing and spreading all the way to the top of your head. And now you can feel it pouring over, sense it pouring over almost like a fluid or light beaming out into space with a color and texture. And you can notice this love, this beautiful color filling you up and pouring over, and notice that's pouring into your loved one, filling them up, making them feel so wonderful, so appreciated, so loved, so seen and known and understood. And they are just beaming and shining as this color flows into them, fills them up, saturates their very being. And you can tell how wonderful it feels for them to feel it. Feel totally loved and accepted. Feel totally safe and comfortable with you, knowing you have their best interest at heart at all times. And enjoy this feeling of giving this wonderful, unconditional love, this feeling to your loved one. And allow yourself to recognize what a gift it is that you're giving. So lovely and wonderful. So you can smile with them and feel the joy of giving this perfect love. And now I want you to notice that this person is beginning to change right here in front of you. And in place of this person that you deeply love, there is now a version of you as a very young child. An innocent, sweet child. You can see yourself, see the clothes that you're wearing, see your facial expression. Everything about this child is exactly you, only, you know, the way that you were at this young age. And you can pour the same feeling of unconditional love into this child right now. Notice this beautiful color, this love flowing out of you into this other younger you, filling you up
allowing your other self to feel this too, feeling what it's like to be totally accepted, understood, seen, and known, this innocent, wonderful, lovely, lovable version of you, feeling totally safe, knowing that someone is looking out for them. Someone has their best interest at heart, and see this other you experiencing the freedom of that feeling, the fullness and beauty of it, the inner softness and relaxation that comes with the ability to let down your guard and be fully yourself, like that child we referred to earlier. Only now it's you and you're the child. And now seeing this child begin to grow up, only now instead of internalizing all of those old messages, those old patterns, those old ways of thinking that caused this child to believe that they were somehow not enough. Now, instead of those old patterns, this child is instead going to carry this unconditional love forward through time, deep, deep in every cell of the body, every part of the mind, every thought, every experience being saturated in this knowledge of unconditional love. And I want you to switch places. So now you are the child receiving this unconditional love, receiving this color flowing into you, filling up your body, saturating you, allowing you to feel this beautiful sensation of being perfectly and completely wonderful just the way you are. Because intuitively, instinctively, we don't see a brand new baby and think, oh, if only that baby was trying harder or doing things better. We accept that that child is perfect just the way they are, that the life ahead of them is their opportunity to learn and grow. And what we don't always realize about ourselves is that we're all still learning and growing, and that it's totally okay to not already know everything we think we should know or be. And so being this child right now, being this innocent child, receiving this unconditional love pouring into you, filling you up, feeling the joy, the comfort, the safety of being totally loved, allow yourself to carry that forward through all of your memories of growing up, where instead of feeling like you have to hide yourself, or you have to change yourself, or you have to fit in order to be acceptable. Instead, you can carry forward this deep knowing in your body, in every cell of your body, that you are already enough, that you are lovable, that you are exactly right for being you, even as you grow, even as you learn. You were just as valuable before you learned to walk, before you learned to talk, before you learned how to do those things that adults value and praise as accomplishments, right? And so carrying that knowledge forward as you go through your school years, your elementary and high school and whatever schooling beyond that, and as you go through your relationships, as you're learning to connect, as you're learning to make friends and be in romantic relationships with people, that at every step of the way, all of those moments where you used to feel a sense of having to hide yourself or protect yourself or keep yourself small in order to avoid criticism or judgment from others, all those moments now get bathed in this feeling of complete, unconditional acceptance and love as you carry this feeling forward all the way through time, all the way through each of those moments, all the way to the very present moment, your exact age, this exact moment in time. And you can feel in this moment now what it's like, how it feels different to have revisited all of those memories now through this lens of total love. And if you feel like you need more time to go through more memories and more moments, you can repeat this as many times as you need to. Diving into this feeling of being lovable, wonderful, worthwhile, just for being yourself, just for being the unique human being that you are. And as you carry that feeling of love into your present moment, feel it in your body right now. Feel what it's like to know you are lovable, that you are worthwhile, that there is no switch that flipped at some point along the line between being this wonderful, innocent child and now that somehow made you unworthy or not good enough. In fact, that idea maybe feels even harder for you to access right now as you're experiencing the feeling of love in your body. Notice that feeling, saturating every cell, every organ, even your hair follicles with this beautiful color and feeling of love. And see yourself there now, face to face with your other self, having completely grown up to the present moment, filled with love, hearing, feeling, experiencing love from this other self, looking deep into your own eyes while still pouring over this love, absorbing this abundantly into every cell, more than you could ever hold, just accepting it openly, allowing yourself to let go of any objections you've had in the past to the idea of being worthy of love. This other self can tell you clearly right now, you are loved. It is safe for you to be yourself, that you are wonderful, exactly the way you are. And you can feel the truth that you are loved, that you are safe, that you are allowed to be yourself, that nobody else gets to decide your value for you, especially not now that you can feel this truth deep down, feel it coursing through you as you allow yourself to imagine how much easier your life is without having to try so hard to please or to be accepted. As you notice how you can carry yourself in your body, in your work, in your relationships, in your social relationships, as you do the things that matter to you, as you practice your various hobbies or skills or whatever else is important to you in your life, and you can feel much more secure, much more confident, much more grounded in the sense of who you really are. And this just opens up so much more joy and opportunity in life, as you can also easily love and accept the people around you when you don't feel like you have to prove anything to them about your own worth. When you know you can just feel loved, feel accepted and worthy, because this is who you truly are, deep down. Going all the way back to when you were that little child playing with abandon, feeling completely at ease with yourself, completely connected to the truth of your self-worth. And now, seeing your other self here, continuing to pour this love into you, allowing yourself to fully accept it, embrace it, allowing it to lock into every cell, every fiber, every part of who you are, so that you can more and more easily access this feeling, this knowledge, whenever and however you need to, and thank yourself for this lovely and wonderful gift. And perhaps you can even hear as this other self lets you know that this love is always here for you whenever you need it or want it,
and you can switch back into the self that's giving love, that's pouring out love, and feel the truth of this promise. Feel that you will never run out of this unconditional love, and that you will gladly share it with this now glowing and luminous being that is yourself here in front of you. And carrying this feeling with you, both the feeling of being able to love completely and unreservedly, and the feeling of knowing that you are completely loved and accepted, back with you into this present moment. And each time you catch a glimpse of this other self, in the mirror, in a reflective surface like a window, you can feel this flow again, getting stronger and stronger as you allow yourself to live the truth of who you really are deep down, more and more, every single day. And you can bring this feeling, this knowing, with you into the rest of your day, into your week and month and year and beyond. And as I count up to five, you can come back to full awareness, feeling fantastic, feeling wide awake and alert and ready to go back to your day in a new way. One, coming back to full waking awareness. Two, beginning to reorient to the sensations around you. Three, moving, beginning to stretch and become alert. And four, you can begin to open your eyes on five, all the way back now, wide awake. Thank you for joining me for this episode, and hopefully for continuing to join me on this podcast journey moving forward. I'm definitely going to be talking more about self-love and other personal growth topics, great tools and hypnosis tracks to help you continue to grow and improve and love your life so much more. So stick around. I would love to hear about your experiences with today's session. So you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/goodenoughandgettingbetter, and come say hello. Please rate, review, subscribe to the podcast, because it is enormously helpful for me as a brand new fledgling podcast to be able to share this content with people who will enjoy and benefit from it. So you can find me at lenorehypnosis.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you all have a wonderful day.